call our meeting to order. Members, I know that people have to go back to different committees, so we're just going to try to do the best we can to respect your time and allow you to move into the next thing. So all we intend to do tonight is to review our policy bill, our omnibus bill, and we are going to go article by article, section by section. Ms. Butler is going to do that on our behalf. I just noticed one thing that I let her know that I Article 6 probably shouldn't be here, but I cannot take action on that. I will just talk about it when we get to it, just because it didn't make the deadline. So that article should not be there, unfortunately.
I'm sorry.
It's the last page. Senator, is Article 6, which is the Department of Early Learning. It's not making deadline in Health and Human Services, so this article should not be here. But I'm not going to take action. We're not going to take action on this bill at all this afternoon. So I just wanted to let you know that that's there and you shouldn't, but we will take action on it tomorrow. Just take it out. So for now, if Ms. Butler could help us go through it, and if you would be so kind and remind me whose bill was it, so that I note on it, and then I remember when we have questions, who to ask.
All right, go ahead. Madam Chair, members, here we go. Article 1, Section 1, is from the agency's policy bill with school calendars. And then Section 2 is, again, from the agency's policy bill with post-secondary enrollment options transportation. Then Section 3, 4, 5, and 6, and 7 are from Senate File 366, which is Senator Eaton's bill on approved recovery programs and providing funding for those programs as part of the general ed revenue program.
That was 366, right?
Yep.
Yeah.
And that was Senator Eaton. Then Section 8 is another section from the agency's policy bill on the uses of total operating capital revenue. Section number 9 is from Senator Claussen, Senate File 419, with the uses of the basic skills revenue for early childhood programming. And then same with Section number 10 is from that same Senate file.
You said 419?
Yes.
What was the number?
419.
Could you give us numbers?
Yep.
Don't roll that fast. They
want
to go.
People
want to
leave.
People are ready to go.
So, senators and members, I'm on page 7. Section 11 is from Senate File 262. It's a Senator Johnson's with the Safe Schools Levy. The next, quite a few sections are from the agency policy bill. That would be section number 12, 13, 14, 15. And then there's an appropriation for the behavioral interventions, which was from Senate File 262, Senator Johnson's bill. And then another appropriation section, which I need to combine those. But then for section 17 is from the recovery approved recovery program, Senator Eaton's bill, Senate File 366.
366.
Yeah. Then now we're in Article 2 on page 10. The first section is from Senator Wieger's Senate File 160 with the compulsory instruction age increase. Same with Section 2 and 3 are from that same Senate file. Then on page 12, we're getting to section 4, which is another section, and there's going to be several followings that are from the agency's policy bill. So that applies to section 4 and section 5, section 6, section 7, 8. Then now on page 18 with section number 9, and that is from Senate File 1103, Senator Dahl's assessment bill. Number nine, section nine is Senate File 1103, Senator Dahl's assessments bill.
Page 18.
All right, now then, section number 10 is on page 20. That is again another section from Senator Dahl's 1103, the assessments bill. Then down at the bottom of page 20 is again from the agency's policy bill, section 11, about gifted and talented student programs. Then moving on to page 21, section number 12 is Senate File 261, which is Senator Torres Ray's mental health education bill. Then going into section 13 on page 22, it's mostly from Senate File 1103, the assessment. There's a little bit from the MDE policy bill, agency policy bill. And that section actually takes a lot of pages. Mm-hmm. So that then gets us to, next section is on page 28, which starts with the statewide and local assessments results on 28.4, section 14. That's another one from Senator Dahl's 1103 for the assessments. Then moving on to page 30, section 15, starts on line 30.11 about educational accountability and public reporting. It's again from the agency's policy bill. The next section about the school performance, once was report cards, now reports, is from Senate File 1103. Then the next section is on page 31, section 17 at 31.16. That's from Senate File 260, which is Senator Dahl's bill, and it's about the for licensure renewals, going into allowing for more in-depth about mental illness. And excuse me, section.
I'm sorry, Council. Yeah. So you said page 31, section 17 is where again? What?
It's from. Here, Senate File 260, which is Senator Dahl's bill about licensure renewals, teacher licensure renewals. Then on page 33, section 18 at 33.22 is from Senate File 160, Senator Rieger's compulsory instruction age increase bill. Then section 19 starts on page 31, but 33, I mean, more so. It's a lot of pages after, from 34 on, is the from the agency bill about charter schools, and that takes, that's a lot of pages. I'll tell you a minute. It stops. That ends, and the next section begins on page 55.
Yeah. That's all agency stuff with the charter schools?
Yeah, it was all from the department's policy bill. And then section 20, as I mentioned, starts on page 55, and it's from the agency's policy bill about flexible learning year programs and the consortium of districts want to apply. Then the next section, 21, is another section from the agency policy bill about American Indian Education Programs, same with section 22 on page 56, as well as section 23 is from the agency bill. Then now we're on section 24, which is on page 57, the bottom at 57.27, is from Senate File 160, which is again Senator Rieger's compulsory instruction age bill. Then on page 58, is section 25 about the statewide assessment and accountability transition. That's from Senate File 1103, Senator Dahl's bill. And then I think all of the appropriations in section 26 are from the assessment bill, Senate File 1103. Pretty sure. Then there's a reviser instruction on page 59, line 27. I mean, not line 27, section 27. That's from the agency bill. Then the repealers come from a few different places.
Tell me about Subdivision 5 Career Pathways Advisory Task Force, page 58, the bottom.
Yep.
Can you talk about that?
It was part of the assessment bill. I think we ended up taking out because it is a task force and it had to go to state and local.
Yeah, we just had a hearing on that today.
That was my job.
So then section 28 is the repealer on page 59. The paragraph A repealer is from the agency's policy bill. Paragraph B is from Senate File 1103, Senator Dahl's assessment bill. Paragraph C is from Senate File 160, Senator Weaver's compulsory instruction age increase bill. Then moving on to Article 3, special programs. This is easy. It's all from the department policy bill. We did remove one section, which was expedited rulemaking section that the agency had, and because it was rulemaking, took that out. Then page 68 is the beginning of Article 4, which is the bottom of the page, libraries and nutrition is the heading. Section 1 is about the school lunch aid. And that is a combination or Senate File 38, which is Senator Hoffman, and Senate File 146, which was Senator Hayden.
Yes, could you get
68.
Yep. Bottom of the page. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. So then now then on page 69 is a appropriation for the school lunch aid, as well as a revisor instruction relating to libraries, which and that revisor's instruction came from the agency policy bill. Then if people are still with me on page 69, Article 5, Section 1 came from originally from Senate File 410, Senator Claussen's bill, as well as it was included in Senate File 1103, Senator Dahl's assessment bill about the standard high school diploma for adults. On page 70, section 2 is from the agency policy bill about the early childhood scholarships. Section 3 is another piece of Senator Claussen's Senate File 410 with a task force for the adult high school diploma. Then that gets us to Article 6, which is what Senator Torres-Way mentioned about the Department of Early Care and Education that didn't make the deadline. And that's it.
So members, you have the bill now, and what we wanted to do is make sure that you have this information and come prepared tomorrow. We will go over this, and this is basically what we are doing tomorrow. So we have three items in our agenda, but we'll take most of the time, obviously, on this one. You've seen all of these, so there's nothing, of course, new. There's a lot of temptation to put something new here, but we just did what we've heard already, and we could continue tomorrow. Again, I am going to encourage you to, you now know where these pieces came from, so authors have worked very hard to get these pieces in here. If you have any changes that you wish to make, please make sure you talk to the authors if you plan to bring an amendment. I think the agency will be here tomorrow, prepared to answer questions in case you have amendments, or just give us your understanding or your position on those different amendments that may be presented, because a lot of these is basically your bill. So we hope that you can be here tomorrow. And we will convene tomorrow at noon, regular time. So do you have any questions, members? Anything you need before tomorrow? With that, we will adjourn. Thank you.